Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 10, we were taught that we should be faithful to our church and exhort others to come. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let me say this. In heaven, we're going to have group worship. Revelation 19, 1 through 10 is an example of that. My friend, you will not participate in that worship if you're not there. Likewise, if you're not here in your Bible-believing church, you cannot participate either in the fellowship and worship that God so desires and wants with all of his heart. Now, I know someone, again, due to health or other legitimate problems, will feel bad. But that is the exception for the ones who cannot come. God knows that situation. What we are addressing here is that generally, not the exception. We're talking about the general. And by the way, we really are not scriptural today in this matter of our church attendance. In the Bible day, as we read the book of Acts and the church was formed, they met daily. Not just Sunday and Wednesday. They met daily. Sunday was a special day because it was the time they collected the offerings, the tithes and offerings. It was also a time they set aside the entire day to worship God instead of going about their daily jobs and work. They would take that time to dedicate it unto the Lord. It wasn't a time for sports. It wasn't a time for hobbies. It wasn't a time for other things of this life. But instead, it was a time, a day of rest set aside to contemplate and think on the Lord and His Word and our relationship and service with Him. Again, we're told here in verse 25 to exhort one another. Exhorting is the word used. With this coming right after not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, it is giving us a specific thing. In other words, if you go to church where the word is preached, as it is to men as they are, the music is Christ-honoring instead of flesh-honoring, then go out of your way to exhort others to come. Not just that you go yourself, but exhort others to come. Let me encourage you, if your church has a track with its name on it, boy, take it with you. When you go into a restaurant, invite your waitress or your waiter to come to your church. As you go out and you meet people in business in your daily life and you talk to them, have those tracts with you and invite them to your church. Most often these tracts have a plan of salvation in them, and what a wonderful thing to tell them about how much you enjoy your church. You'd really like them to have the enjoyment you get from it, and let them see the times your church meets on the tract, and then they open it up and they see the way of salvation. And by the way, people do get saved through reading tracts. Now again, the word is exhorting. It's not a one-time thing. It is a do it over and over again. In other words, exhorting one another should be a spiritual habit in the believer's life. Not just a one-time thing, but a spiritual habit. Again, this comes from the Greek word parakaleo. The word paraclete is used of the Holy Spirit. It is to call to one side. It is to be there to lift them up and help them to go in the right direction. So if that's what the Holy Spirit does for us, then when you're filled with the Holy Spirit and led of the Holy Spirit, as a Christian, you'll lift up and help brethren to go in the right direction. And it's not only exhorting one another, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day? Judgment day. In other words, if you believe the rapture is near, this is what God wants to find you doing when he comes. Faithful, exhorting one another. That faithfulness and that exhorting, you're doing it because you have an optimistic faith. You believe in the promises of God, and you know he will reward those things. He said, so much the more. You know, that word so is an emphatic word. As we see the day approaching, the Bible preaching church should be even more so attended than the early church in faithful attendance and exhortation to one another, because we're closer to the rapture. Now, this may be showing us that the persecution will be great in the last days, and we'll need to encourage and lift up one another unto love and good works, encouraging one another to hold fast the doctrines of the Word of God, and don't give in to the compromising churches, the new evangelicals, along with the liberals, and those others who are Bible deniers. Be faithful. Be faithful. This is then showing us that we cannot be spasmodic in our church attendance and be a good Christian in God's eyes. Now, have you ever thought of that? But that's exactly what this is teaching us. I hope you realize this. It's showing us that you cannot be spasmodic in church attendance and be a good Christian in God's eyes. Now, I'm not saying faithful attendance makes you a good Christian. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you can't be a good Christian without faithful attendance. So surrounding faithful church attendance is a personal responsibility for each Christian to, number one, to hold fast sound doctrine. Number two, to provoke one another into love and good works. And number three, not to be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And number four, exhorting others to be faithful, and especially if you believe we are living in the last days. And that will be doing exactly your part as assigned by God to help them make the local church, which Christ himself ordained, to make it what it ought to be. You see, each member in the local church has a ministry. And that should be the reason for our optimism. Now, so many look, when they go to a church, for the age of the people. Do they have a singles ministry? What kind of children's programs do they have? Well, my friend, if the Word of God is taught as it is to men as they are, Christ is uplifted, sin is preached, named, and preached against, and righteousness is exalted, then seek to bring people to that church where they are may be the worst place. On the other hand, you have people that say, come to our church. We have this, we have that, we have this, we have that. But in your church that doesn't have all these programs has the Word of God, and you prayed about it, and that's where God would have you to be. You stay there, and you be faithful to that church, and you support that pastor, and you help to build that church, because we all have a part in that. Yes, there is a true offering for sin, and as a result, we have true optimism in service. But are you optimistic in service? Are you serving the Lord? Have you been faithful? No, normally I like to end this section and give the plan of salvation, but instead of doing that, I want to do this for you that are Christians. Are you faithful in your church? Are you faithful in your attendance? If so, Are you holding fast to sound doctrine? Secondly, are you provoking one another into love or good works, or are you walking around with a critical spirit? Number three, are you exhorting others to be faithful? Do you really believe the Lord is coming soon? Say, Pastor Andy, I fell in some of those areas. Would you right now bow your head and confess that as what it is, a sin to God, and ask Him to forgive you, to turn this around, and to use you? I'm going to pray this prayer, and as I pray it, you're saved, and this little section has dealt with your heart. Would you just repeat this prayer? Pray it with me and mean it. Our precious Heavenly Father, please forgive me for not being as faithful as I could be, not being an encouragement to other believers, not provoking them into love and good works. And Father, I have sometimes had that critical spirit. And Lord, I want to hold fast to sound doctrine. Help me, Lord, to do those things and to do them in a way that's pleasing and acceptable unto you. I pray that in our church, the pastor will be pleased because I am one who loves the brethren and encourages them and helps to build that local church for Christ's sake. Help me to be that person. I have an optimistic faith that you will honor that in eternity. So I'll be faithful. Help me to be faithful. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer with me, you meant that thing, and you're making your church now a spiritual habit. You're going to be faithful. And these things have spoken to your heart. Would you write me and let me know? I'd just like to know if people listening to this broadcast, that it has spoken to their heart. And we want it to be a blessing to you and a help to you, and I hope that it was. So write us, because we really do want to hear from you. And I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And one little addendum here, go to our website that our announcer will give you in just a few moments, and you can re-listen to this broadcast. If it's not posted today, it will be in the next day. But make sure you go back and you re-listen to this broadcast and these past few days on this passage of Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 25, about optimistic faith. Would you do that? I would appreciate that. Then write us at our physical address or email us through our website. We want to hear from you. And friend, may the lamp of God's word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.